So Olivia, you've been elected into the Walkley seat alongside your Labour counterpart. You must be delighted. How do you feel?
Really happy. I'm really glad that we managed to, you know, have a really strong vote come out for us. Obviously, the people of Walkley are really happy with the job we're doing, and we're going to continue to do it now I've joined the Labour team, and it's just been a really strong day for us in Walkley.
What can you offer the local residents of Walkley as yourself? Any ideas, visions for the Labour Party?
Well, I'm just going to work hard and make sure I listen to the community, and I'm just out there making sure that we just continue the good work we've been doing and pushing forward for the people of Walkley.
It's been a generally strong Labour vote across the Sheffield, but there has been some seats undercut by UKIP. I mean, do they pose a threat, or do you are glad that they bring a different approach to the council?
Personally, I'm disappointed that UKIP have done as well as they have in Sheffield. However, they haven't done as well as they could have done. Walkley, they were nowhere near us. Like Labour, we were miles ahead of any of the other parties. So, you know, it just difficult in different parts of the city, but you know, there's different issues around that. So we'll just have to work hard as a Labour group to make sure that we can help fight against UKIP, really.
I mean, overall, Labour have made gains, so you must be delighted in the broad sense.
Yeah, I'm delighted with Walkley, that we've kept three Labour councillors this time, and also, you know, places like Crooks that we never expect to win in Nick Clegg's constituency. Fantastic, you know, that's absolutely fantastic.
Uprooting the Lib Dem leader of the council as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's an interesting election this time, but we don't know what the effect the Europeans have had on it as well. So we'll have to go away and look at the data and see where we stand, really, I think.